There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Vito on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Bang, bang, looky, look. Pay ma to neko ko yon film ko boy to moun se. Bang, bang, looky, look. Pay pa yon jouet si sponjo ya ave el. What's going on? What's going on? Pay ma to neko ko yon film ko boy to moun se. Bang, bang, looky, look.
Hold on, man.
What
is this hype this early? They say I'm on drugs.
Hold on, DJ Magic.
Love this life.
Good morning, DJ. On the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Bang, bang, looky, look. Pay ma tu ne koko yon film ka boy tu moun se.
Bon matin, Montréal. Lorena XO in the building. DJ Maddie. I am your host, Weezy Moon Chaser. You know, man, we're going to start with this compa goodness this morning. Shout out to my Haitian community. Let's get it.
Baby girl, let's build our own world. Just you and me, baby, in our own world. Yeah, we'll make some cute little babies in our own world. Together, baby, we can build our own world. Yeah.
Finim pale o chéri.
Lolo, I don't think they was ready for that vibe this morning. I don't think they expecting that. There's a reason I'm playing the Compa Delights this morning. I gotta talk about this Haitian Halloween party from over the weekend. Montreal, my city, you guys are waking up. It's 7:03 in the morning. This is the premier morning show. But hold on, let me go back to the music real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, when they pull out that synthesizer arena, I went to Compa level 2 over the weekend. My compa was right over the weekend. RG Music, I know you listening. You don't think I know my compa? Hey. Lirina, break it down. Lirina, how's your compa step looking? Your mic's not on yet. Maddie, I was at the party with my imaginary guitar. They had the bouillon on deck. Hey, that Jumu soup is coming soon, baby. 2 months in. You are now tuned into the Morning Detour, Montreal's premier morning show. Moon Chaser, DJ Maddie, Lirina XO. November 5th. We are in the building, the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. It's a whole different vibe this morning. As I take your hand, the best of Compa Delights. It's Moon Chaser. DJ Maddie. We got that Rhythm and Brunch. November 28th. You get more vibes like this. Maddie, talk to the city, please. Let me go. Big up to all the Uber drivers, the taxis. Hey. Big up to all the essential workers. Big up to all the parents getting the kids ready for school on this holiest of Fridays. You already know it's the Morning Detour. We vibing.
Take your hand and lead you to the dance floor as the music dies. A silver screen and all it said goodbye.
So good, even though it's not right. Now you got me living a double life. Yeah.
We both agreed we would keep it on the low. Just you and me, no the freaky things you do that's got me always running back to you. Cause creeping ain't my style, something that I never do. But still now I do it with you.
It's the way you smile, the way you dress.
When I'm with you, I'm feeling good about myself. I know it's wrong, but it feels so good, so good.
We both agreed we would keep it all alone. Just you and me, nobody needs to know. All the freaky things we do, we close the door.
Behind closed doors, girl.
We both agreed there would be no feelings to show. But along the way, you disobeyed the call.
Montreal, ma ville. Montreal, ma ville. Good morning. It's the mighty CKT 9.3 FM. The morning detour. Hey. Oh, man, that bouillon Saturday night. Hey. Montreal, no, Puerto Trump. Haiti.
Got my swagger right.
Hola, man. Hola, y'all. Hola. Listen, you can't play that like regular folk. I thought we was only dancehall on the west side. I thought we was only soca on the west side. It's a different morning show. It's the Morning Detour. Premier morning show in the country. Mo Chaser, Larina XO, DJ Matty, CKUT.
Got my swagger right. I'm off to the club tonight. Find me a one-night thing. Oh, been out the game for a while, but I'm back fresher than ever. Not about to let nobody tie me down.
Cause when you left, you broke my heart. But time heals all wounds, and now I'm looking for my rebound chick. Could you be it? I'm not looking for love, 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 love. I'm searching for that rebound chick, and you just might be it. I'm not looking for love, 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 love.
I'm headed to the club tonight. I'm gonna get crazy, stupid, might even cross the line. I'm gonna get my drink on and blame it on the alcohol. So please, ladies, don't you hold none of this against me, no, no.
There's only one more chasing. Nobody's this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
I don't know why Lorena's fronting like she didn't want to dance. I know why you front like you didn't want to get out. I saw your shoulders moving a little bit this morning. What's goody, Lolo?
Oh, my mic's on now.
Oh, your mic's on. Oh, and I didn't have to adjust. You came out blazing this morning. Montreal, my city, is November 5th. Yes, yes. You got to get your tires ready just now. It is 7:14 in the morning. I see a lot of people listening online. A lot of people listening in their car. Good morning, my city. We got a lot to talk about. What a weekend it was, Larina. Halloween weekend, just past Saturday and Sunday, they mashed up cottages. We had a crazy time Saturday. Crazy. So you know, it's story time on this Friday morning. my mom was like, certain things are not for radio. I know what parts to leave out, but we're in a good place this morning, man. It's the Morning Detour. We have a few top stories that we're going to get to in the news a little bit in the later portion of this top hour. Quebec is going to drop the mandate for health workers. Look at that. Even though 97% is vaccinated, there's still like thousands and thousands of them, especially people that are working in the OR, that still won't get vaccinated. So, because Jean Dubé is so tight. Because, you know, the government, one thing the government hates is to say they're going to do something and not be able to do it.
Yeah, but they've been doing that all the time.
Let me tell you something. Air Canada suspends 800 unvaccinated employees. What do people think was going to happen? Listen, it's getting cold. This is not the time to go on unemployment. And I don't think you go on unemployment if you get put on leave.
No, I don't think so.
Look at that. Look at that. A Montreal man claimed 12 fake children. $144,000 you act up. And when I read it, I thought to myself, damn, why didn't I think about that scheme?
Right? He probably got, like, let go from his job or something. Times are tough.
How much people... Somebody needs to teach me that game. How do people come up with these scams, man? You know, some of us is just too straight. Some of us is just too honest, man. Let me tell you about that. And there's a wave of black study programs across universities in this country. So finally, some recognition on this black culture thing. Larina, how was your weekend, man?
What do you mean, how was my weekend?
Dare I ask?
My weekend was good, actually. I went to the vintage pop-up shop to support Leah.
True.
Randomly, I started to learn how to roller skate.
Oh, you couldn't skate before?
I could rollerblade, but I never roller skate.
Okay, the one with the four wheels.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the wheel in the front.
Luina thinks she's an A-town. She thinks she's a roll bounce, so bow wow and dumb.
Well, whatever. It was fun. And then I did go to a Halloween party after.
Yeah.
So... That was fun as well.
she like need I say more. It was a different kind of Halloween party.
It was, but it was fun.
Maddie, I want you to get the sound effects ready for this one. I want you to get the sound effects ready. Because you know I'm the Black Disney. I got the best stories in the country. So my cousin keeps telling me about this Haitian party that they do in the East. It's only once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, I'm going to go. Now, off top, if you're from the west side of Montreal, how many people from the west side of Montreal parties deep in the East? Basement parties in the house. I felt no way because I'm half Haitian. I'm home. I felt no way. You couldn't even hear the music from outside.
Oh, wow.
That was a good sign. I'm like, okay, we in the right place. Keep the wolf there. I said, we in a good place. I got downstairs. There was a rule. You got to bring a bottle and everybody has to be in full costume. So I went as easy. I had the thing. Shout out to D here. She, you know, D Ballantyne had me looking right. Had the Jerry curl. I don't know if some of you girls wear fake hair because that thing was hot. I know some of y'all with the wigs. I just don't know. I get down in the basement, and everybody's in full costumes. They got the circle in the middle doing pasa pasa dance move. They even had fans in strategic places, corners of the basement.
Well, yeah.
There was all... No, but how many basement jams have we been in that the floor became slippery like a swimming pool?
Yes.
Come on! So I'm like, where did I step in? And, you know, you can get the energy, the sense of all the guys. They're like, okay, he's not from here. So whatever, I put my juice, shout out to Try a Thing, because now every weekend I'm on a Try a Thing. That is the official drink of the hood. Try a Thing? Try a Thing. I brought the Try a Thing. Shout out to Brandon Lawless. I brought the Try a Thing. I posed up in my corner. Now, I haven't been to a party. I haven't been to a party in about 18, 19 months like everybody else.
Yeah.
So I didn't prepare for Lorena. That first hour, my knees wasn't good. You know what I mean? That first hour, thank God I was over whistling the dance hall portion. I just couldn't connect. You know, I had a date with me, and, you know, she was brushing up against me, lightly going back and forth. She, you know, I could tell she was being a little bit reserved. You know, we're getting a temperature in the room. Larina, I felt so embarrassed. I saw a dude was looking at me because, you know, I was in a nice little Haitian thing, right? My knees was, I wasn't connecting. So I was like, is this going to be the magic? I'm like, is this going to be the story all night? I just wasn't connecting. But let me tell you this. By the third try-a-thing by Brandon Lala, by the third cup, my hand was touching the ceiling. Yo, shout out to DJ Sir D. DJ Sir D is a goat. My hand's touching the ceiling. I always was only able to do compa one. To me, compa one, I could do the introductory steps.
Okay.
I could do the early steps. Saturday night, I got to compa two. Let me walk you through it. My hand is touching the top. Give me a little compa beat there. My hand is touching the top, Lolo. And I'm feeling it. I'm spinning shorty around. I'm on the wall, holding her, waving down. DJ Sir D, man. What a night. They had the bouillon upstairs. Shout out to my cousin Patu. She put me on. Yo, even the hype tunes. I was there. I made it to Cool Patu. I tell you, it always takes you a good woman to take you to a next level. Oh, when all this came on, it was over. I was like, I discovered a new waist, Lorena. I was like, what's going on? My knees was good. I was warmed up. Try a thing as like Bengay for dancers. Like, I was back in motion. But let me tell you, that's what it was.
Wow.
That's what it was. But see, now we messed up now. Because, it's like taking coke for the first time. Well, I wouldn't know. Okay, bad analogy. But
yes.
It's like, now I'm fiending for that dope Haitian party. And everybody was dancing. Everybody was in full costume. It was wild. I saw cups fall like a million times that night. So that was crazy. But the bouillon was right. But speaking about another party, I know y'all saw the pictures of this. Did you guys see the cottage in the Laurentians that they ransacked over the weekend?
I saw that.
Poor, the black family, you know what I'm saying, everybody's trying to get a glow up. They buy the property. They say, no, we go Airbnb it. No, we're not using it. And look what happens.
That was crazy. Like, I've never seen anything like that.
Let me pull up the story.
Like, in real life, never seen anything like that.
Yo, so the new owner burst into tears this weekend when she saw that her chalet Ferret was completely ransacked by more than 300 revelers who came to party for Halloween in the Laurentians. So apparently the person that called and booked the place was a girl. Mm-hmm. And then obviously it didn't end up being that. So 6 inches of garbage on the floor. Like, I'm bad with measurements, but I know 6 inches is none to sniff out of garbage. Shattered sofas, torn doors, water damage to the ceiling, destroyed beds, and even the stolen TV. This is in the state which Marie-Josée Campbell recounts having found her chalet this weekend. Imagine that. $15,000 in damages.
Like, I want to know, how did it get to that point?
Montrealers are too wild, man. Montrealers are too wild. I'm like, 15th, yo, there was a lot of people there, man. Like, I saw people jumping up. Like, it was like, I don't know, man. It was like the Smiths over there. I don't know what's going on. It looked like somebody shot up the place.
Yeah, like, it's like I saw the aftermath, like, when they were walking through the place. And I was just like, how does it get to that point? Like, that's insane.
Yo, it's mad, man. And let me talk about some more bands before I back out of this. About a week and a half ago, we have a fellow Montrealer had their truck stolen right in front of their house.
Yep.
This guy put the evil sound.
That was the wrong.
That's the wrong sound.
The wrong.
I told DJ Matt to label the sound so he knows how he's moving. Comes to find out, keep in mind, the SPVMR police has a budget of $675 million. Come to find out, the police knows about this chop ring or this Honda stealing ring. Based out of Saint Laurent.
Yeah.
And when this person called them to go get their car, they told her, okay, well, you go to the address, and if you see it, then call us, then we'll come. So the police is aware of this, of this thing. They're like, yeah, we know the address and we know where they are.
But I feel like that's also putting a civilian in danger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why would you do that?
And what's up with all the Hondas being stolen? It's like, you can't even have a Honda in peace. But the police know where the spots are. The police know about the ring.
They're probably getting money.
I got hit up yesterday. Another girl got her Honda stolen yesterday, but she had a tag on it, and they were able to find it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, definitely.
Listen. Well, yo, you're not plugging the mic because nobody can hear you, man. We gonna have to get that. Yeah, we gonna have to get that new Kia. Yes, DJ Man said they're raising the insurance on the Hondas. Listen, that new Kia looking right, though. I ain't gonna hold you. This morning, on the second hour of the show, we got two amazing guests. For the first time on the show, we got artists from Detroit, Michigan. They're from the label True to the Dream. So we have Jayana. She has an EP called Broken But Healing. And we got my boy, No Smith. His EP is called How He Became Me. No, How He Became Him. What a dope title. I feel like I should have been a title for my book, but I can't teeth it now because I done met the dude now. But great interview. DJ Maddie's gonna do a Detroit mix featuring some of their music. This morning, how are we doing things, man? We're going to go through it. Louie, I was thinking about over the weekend with the Halloween stuff. I got a lot of... did you get a lot of candies over the weekend?
No, actually. I didn't at all.
You didn't thief nothing from your nephew?
No, I honestly didn't take anything from my nephews. I had the candy that was at the party.
Yo, did you see that it came out, I guess, Monday or Tuesday. You remember back in the 90s when they used to put needles in the candies?
Yeah.
That's a thing again.
Yeah, but I feel like it never stopped. I feel like every year there was, like, a mention of that. But now, too, they're putting pills. Like, you remember the, what is it called? Like, the circle ones there that nobody wants to eat?
but I like those.
Yeah, but you usually eat that at the end when you have nothing left.
You're talking about the cylinder one, right?
Yeah.
I forgot what the name of that
one is. Yeah, I forget the name of it. But, yeah, so allegedly they're putting, like, pills in there, too, like small little pills. Mm. So if the kid doesn't know, I guess the kid will, like, eat the pill.
I really don't get the purpose behind that.
Neither
like,
do I.
Like, it seems like more time and energy and effort to, like, put that candy together more than anything. DJ Manny, we good? Okay, let's go to some music. When we come back, we'll do some local and international news. A lot of riveting stuff happening around the world and locally.
Riveting.
Why you gotta, you don't even want to win university? But I'm shady. DJ Manny, come with the drop, man. Moon Chaser, Lolo, DJ Manny in the morning. It's the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. This is the Morning Detour. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour. It's the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Can we all just party like we used to? Drink sun, smoke good like we used to. I've been no one lately I can used to. And I'm thinking it's something I can't get used to. And I'm thinking it's something to get my mind off. You've been working too much and you need some time off. So high now, we can't even find y'all. No boo, let's turn up at my house. My house. Shorty, don't act shy now. You know you mine now. Yeah, shorty, yes, mine now. You a real bad b- so I had to put that ass on time now. She moved to Atlanta, so she thinks she a slime now. She drinking myself, that gunna in that bird. Feel like right you when I treat that kitty perfect. You Chanel bag, cause I know it's gonna be worth it. My time is my time, your time is my time. I know I'm selfish, but if I call you mine, then you're always mine. How can I help it, cause that's just the way it go. I know you know it, so what I gotta say it for? You know I want you, but you still tryna play it cool. It's only right. Sometimes I wonder. Can we all just party like we used to? Drink sun, smoke good like we used to. I've been no one lately I can used to. And I'm thinking it's something I can't get used to. And I'm thinking it's something to get my mind off.
Hey, you you've been working too much, right?
And you need some time off. So yeah. High now, we can't even find y'all. No boo, let's turn up at my house. My house.
Look, vibes at the B&B, phones on D&D, tell them keep it low, don't blow it up like TNT, in a yo, bag of 42, like CMG, girls at the bathroom, longer lines than the DMV, me and my n***a pulling M's, just B&G, we the best dressed like Cali collab with D&G, we in the house like a B&E, in the house like I don't do that.
If you really need to leave in the middle of the night.
Yes, 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 yes. That new T-Pain.
I'll be sitting in the bed.
You know how we're doing things this morning. The Morning Detour, DJ Maddie. Hey.
You can leave me on red just so that you won't need me to fall back. I'm not trying to text you and stress you because you don't even need all that. Who's that dude? It's cool if it's just a friend. Obviously, you can do what you want to. Cause in the end, it's not bothering me. I'm cool with dude. It's cool if it's just a friend. Obviously, you can do what you want to. Cause in the end, it's not bothering me. I'm cool with that. That. Yeah, I'm so fat, I can't even stay mad at that. Yeah. Way too fine, I'd be out of my mind, relax. I got enough good reasons, it's cuffing season, that's facts. You keep doing me wrong, I'm still rooting you on like go, babe, go, go, go. Like go, babe, go, go, go. You know I'ma be rooting you on like go, babe, go, go, go. I don't know why you need me to get on this flight, but alright.
Vegas ain't a hop and a skip. You can't just come right back tonight. I got the private on the runway. Tell your girl to come play. I know she want a few stacks. I can at least come give me a three something. You can leave and comment when you need something. I'll be cool with that.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Yeah. Montreal, my city, November 5th. It is 7:30 in the morning. Now it's about time for us to do some local and international news. Lolo, the madness continues. So I said, top of the show, Christian Dubé had to eat his words, boy. Quebec drops vaccination mandate for healthcare workers. So after pushing back its deadline multiple times, Health Minister Christian Dubé said the province will abandon the measure altogether as the healthcare network can't afford to lose 1,000 of non-vaccinated employees. Works for me. Well, a little bit too late for me, but it works for me still the same. Well, you know.
I know some people are upset. People that felt forced to get it that didn't want to. And then after, why are you laughing?
Yeah, listen, yo, DJ Maddie, if you need a mic, log in your thing, but you still can't fly without it. Like, listen, our winters are cold.
I don't think people are worried about the flying aspect. It's they needed their job. Yeah,
the mandate, the mandate
like,
fact.
Right? I have people, you know, they have children, they have bills and all this stuff. Like, they didn't want to get it. They had to. And then to turn around and be like, okay, you guys don't need it. It's so, kind
of
messed up.
Yeah, so the loss of an unvaccinated staff would have had a devastating effect on the system, according to the health ministry. While 97% of those who work in the health network are vaccinated, 14,000 haven't received the first dose. And of those, 5,000 are in direct contact with patients. Well, they've been in direct contact with patients for the last 19 months anyway. So, what? You got some light coming from outside? Oh, that took a lot back in. Oh, I forgot to mention, we're coming to you live on YouTube and on Facebook, The Morning Detour. So while vaccination will no longer be mandatory for current employees, Dubé added that all new healthcare hires will have to be vaccinated. So Air Canada following suit, not in the same way, a little bit different energy. Air Canada suspends over 800 unvaccinated employees under new COVID-19 rules. So the vast majority of Air Canada's 27,000 cabin crew, customer service agents, and others have received both shots, Chief Executive Michael Russo said Tuesday. I quote him as saying, our employees have done their part with over 96% fully vaccinated. The employees who are not vaccinated or do not have a medical or other permitted exemption have been put on unpaid leave, he said on a conference call with investors. So that's crazy. So the layoffs are across the company rather than concentrating in any particular job, spokesman Peter Fitzpatrick said in an email. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced last Monday that as of October 30th, Ottawa will require federally regulated air, rail, and shipping companies to establish mandatory vaccination policies for their employees. Listen, boy. And, you know, I was looking at some of the financial statements. You know, Air Canada made some change the last quarter.
Yep.
Things is going up. Like, quiet as kept, things is going up. I don't know if you saw the old Super Sex strip club on fire downtown.
I heard about that.
Yeah. It's a total loss. Arson suspected an overnight fire on St. Catherine Street. Yeah, Maddie. A total of 105.
Stop. Oh, my gosh. Honestly, it is kind of
Super
like
Sex is a historic
site. It is a historical site.
Living away, try to downplay the strip club, man. That was church, man. Yeah, man, a lot of men have found guidance and counseling. And many of strip clubs. This guy, he's gonna come with the ooh. So a total of 105 firefighters and 31 vehicles combated the blaze, which was reported at 11:40 p.m. and quickly spread to the roof. So the building suffered extensive damage from fire and smoke. So they're thinking it's arson.
I would imagine.
Yeah, because this don't make... the fire department's gonna investigate that.
I don't know if it's because of depression. There's a lot of other places to go to. But yeah, maybe they needed like insurance money or something.
Yo, is Amazon open? That's all I need to know. Ain't nobody going to Super Sex strip club. It hasn't been a strip club for a long time. I think now it was a restaurant now, right? Something like that.
I don't know.
I know Luna's like, I don't know about these place of ill repute. He's like, I don't know about these place. But let me tell you something crazy. A Montreal man pleads guilty for claiming $144,000 in government benefits for 12 fake children. How?
We need the round of applause. That's what we need.
So this the Canadian Revenue Agency, the CRA, investigation found Guillory Estime received approximately $144,821 between 2007 and 2018. This is a long racket. it sounds like the Dice B drop. But look at this. He ran from 2007 to 2018 this scheme by claiming the benefits of 12 fake children, the tax agency said in a news release. He ran this scheme for a minute, over 10 years.
Yeah. But it has you thinking, like, if he didn't, you know, continue on, would he have never gotten caught? Like, if he stopped 2 years ago?
Like, what department is doing the cold case investigations at the CRA? Like how do you apply for that job? Like, how do you become a kid in, like, how are you a kid in high school? Like, you know what? I want to go work for the Canadian Revenue Agency, and I want to be in the investigation bureau.
I don't think they set up, like, that's their goal. I think they just get into that, and then maybe they got promoted to that.
You know, quiet is kept. My dad did that job for many years. He's retired now, so I can talk that. But he did that job for many years. He went after companies like Air Canada and the likes.
Yeah, but was it his goal, his lifelong dream?
Well, he went to Asher Say, Otitude Commercial, so I would think so. Huh. So, Estime pleaded guilty on Saturday at the Montreal Courthouse and was sentenced to a 2-year conditional sentence and 3 years of probation. Now, I got a little bit of issue that he only got 2 years. So, I could defraud the Canadian federal government for 11 years. I only get 2 years conditional sentence. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
Is he going to Bordeaux or not?
I don't think so.
Yeah, shout out to everybody in Bordeaux listening to the show. I know you guys get your news from us. Salute from the Morning Detour. The Montreal is not alone in getting caught for cheating on his taxes. Between April 1, 2020 and March 31st, 2021, there were 36 convictions with fines totaling more than $5 million, according to the CRA. Okay, so CRA, okay, so you guys recoup some money. So, you know what I mean? We could go easy on the artists this year, right?
Yeah, right. They're not going to do that.
The craziest story this week. I don't know if y'all seen this. The craziest story. You know, we're going to keep it with the kids. So we went from 12 fake kids to this one. Three toddlers, both from Quebec City daycare, undetected, found roaming near busy road. Now, I knew when we saw, you know, those movies with the baby that could talk and the babies link up and they go on road. Mm-hmm. I knew there was some truth to that. I knew they was able to do that. We're living it. So three toddlers between the ages of 2 and 3 escaped from a Quebec City daycare Thursday morning and then strolled to a busy road.
It happens.
The first sign.
No,
let me just like.
It happens.
Let me just wild. The first.
I'm not crazy. It does happen.
The first sign that something. Yeah, so the first sign that something was wrong was when a bystander contacted police to report that a young child was wandering near Robert Bourassa Boulevard at around 11:20 a.m. And these are major streets. These are major arteries. Robert Bourassa is not a joke. So police then went to a wooded area where they met with Nicole Senechal and Gervais Dumay, who were taking care of two small children. Another passerby had alerted them to the children's predicament. One of them was in tears, Dumay said. His feet were completely stuck in the mud and couldn't move. The children were returned to the daycare in good health, hopefully. And people say, the police say they were all dressed for the outdoors. So it's as if the kids knew what they were doing. 2-3 years old.
They had a plan because that happened to my sister. We were playing in the back. I went to go get something inside the house. I come back. She was gone. I told my mom. My mom was freaking out.
Which is the younger one?
Yeah, my younger sister because we're the closer in age. And yeah, my mom was freaking out or whatever. And then finally, like, the people downstairs, because we lived on top of a deponer.
Right.
And they came. They told my mom. They're like, oh, we have her. And my sister was, like, chilling inside the store, drinking a slushie. Like...
You gotta teach your kid.
You have to teach your kid that.
You
have to teach your kid how to get dressed. That's a part of life.
Well, 2-3 years old, they figured it out. They went through the door. So the SPVQ says they reported the incident to the Direction de la Protection de la Jeunesse, the DPG. You know, a lot of people don't like the DPG, Quebec's Youth Protection Authority. So according to the missive, according to the message obtained by Radio Canada, an educator was taking care of a child who needed help, and while her back was turned, three children slipped out through the daycare's front door. So are we saying negligence here, or are we just saying it's an unfortunate accident or incident that happened? How do you kind of land on the line? Do you think that some people are calling for the daycare to be shut down? And you know Quebec's Youth Protection Authority ain't going to play with that. Mm-mm. Imagine you as a parent. Had one of those three children been your kids, how would you have reacted?
Oh, I would have been upset.
Would you still keep your kid in that daycare?
I don't know. Like, is this just a one-off situation? Does this happen all the time? Because now I'm not going to feel like my child's safe.
You know, certain incidents, you can't wait for a second occurrence. You know, certain, like, I had it in my notes this morning. Where's Ariel? We still looking for Ariel. They stopped talking about Ariel. You know, black kid that went missing in the East about 2 years ago. We still know how to air out. And quiet as kept, you know what I mean? What about the two other kids that were involved in the stabbing of Janae? We had no talks about that. We heard the report last week for the one kid, but what about the two other kids? SPVM is real quiet. That $675 million goes a long way, huh? Let's keep it moving. Did you see? Yeah, I don't know why they keep doing this. A whole class was shocked and confused after teacher wears blackface to school in Ontario. Like, where is this need to wear blackface? Like, y'all saw the prime minister dude and they killed him for it. And still after the fact, people still want to do blackface. And they know how derogatory black people take it. They know how black people feel about it. And they still want to do it. So the Toronto District School Board has since placed the teacher at Parkdale Collegiate Institute on home assignment. Like, he's not even on unpaid leave. He's on home assignment, Lorena.
No, to me, that's crazy.
And you know what's crazy? You know, I read the report. Other teachers saw him and they just kind of like kept away from him for the day. But it took for a student to say something for the principal to be like, okay, you got to go.
Yeah, but I find it's always the student. I don't know if teachers have some sort of pact, but they never like report each other, I find. I find it's a student, or the student went and told their parents and then the parents made it like, you know, went and did something about it.
The report says that, you know, the other teachers were interacting with him for a large portion of the day until he was asked to take off his face. But like, how do you think that was cool? Like, that's not cool. Like, what? He said it looked cool. He got defensive and said it looked cool. Wearing blackface as a white person, it looked cool.
These teachers are doing the most. There was the teacher last week that was doing the Native dance.
Like, leave people in there. No, you can't laugh about that, man. You see, this is how you get in trouble. See?
Listen. And there was an indigenous student in the class, and they recorded it and report. Like, why are teachers still doing these things? To me, it's crazy.
Y'all know this world is extra PC right now. Y'all know this world is really sensitive. We're very, especially on racial issues in the city, especially towards the Aboriginal community and towards visible minorities. And still, they want to tempt fate. I think some people just want to fly close to the sun, because I don't get it. I can't see myself being a white person living in the world that we're living in now. And I'll tell myself on Halloween, the last day of school leading into Halloween week, and I'm going to do blackface. And his joint didn't even look good. He looked like he took a Sharpie or some charcoal and just rubbed it on his face. He didn't even look good. He didn't even put a good coat of melanin on himself. But speaking of melanin, wave of black studies programs at Canadian universities, a long time coming, scholar says. So in the last 5 years, 4 Canadian universities have announced a black studies program with more in discussion. So a new black studies minor will be offered to students of Ryerson University, really good school, Ryerson, in the fall of 2022 semester. I might go back just to take that course. But I have a joke for y'all there. And other similar programs are in the works across the country, filling what scholars are calling a long-time curriculum gap at Canadian universities. Yes, it's been a long time waiting.
We do
need some black studies, because a lot of these kids want to make it seem like we only came up here after slavery. Black people have had a long-standing roots. We're a part of Canadian history through and through. If I was ever going to be a teacher, Lorena, mm-hmm. I would like to teach black studies. I like to teach black. But I was asking myself, where would you start? Where would you start? You know, obviously we have the history, you know, our origin. But once we get into modern time, how would you start your curriculum? Where would you begin? Would you start with language? Would you start with trends? Like how would you start educating black culture in a classroom?
That's a good question.
Because if they're putting these programs together, and you know, I heard about this years ago. I had some friends at the Winnipeg University. Mm-hmm. Black people have to get into a room and decide, okay, what's going to be part of this curriculum? What is prevalent for everybody that doesn't look like us? Because we we're black. We know what's up.
Not all of us.
No, well, you know, yeah, you're right. You didn't post it, but I gave you that video from Amanda.
I'll post it after.
For Amanda, who says that not everybody that's black gets it. That's a fact. What you say, being black is not a qualifier?
No.
Not everybody gets it. So I'm thinking to myself, we have this black study program. What should be a part of the curriculum? Because, you know, I've been saying it for a long time, Todd, but since we've been doing more detour, we do need, what I call a black summit?
Yeah.
Here is Living, Breathing Black Summit.
But where would you start if you got the chance to teach the course?
Yo, I'm going to start with the social cues. How, you know, all the little things that make us different, you know, from our fashion, from the way we interact with each other, I'll start with those. Because I think a lot of the misconceptions about black people, especially just in terms of talking about the police and how they police black communities in this city, is understand how we interact with each other. So yeah, me, I'll do, you know, my whole class will be on energy. Black energy.
Black energy
by Professor Thomas. That's what I'll do. Black energy by Professor Thomas. But shout out to Ryerson, man. Big things are happening across the country. Now, let me switch energies a little bit. I don't know how y'all gonna feel about this one. The American Psychological I messed up this one.
Let's try it again.
So the American Psychologist, well, I'm gonna say it probably this way. Listen, the American Psych Association apologized for contributing to systemic racism. Imagine that, Lorenos. Look at this. The country's leading scientific and professional psychology organization has issued a formal apology to communities of color for hurting them by contributing to systemic racism. Is that so? Looky, looky here, Lorena. So the American Psychological so the American Psych Association failed in its role leading the discipline of psychology, was complicit in contributing to systemic inequities and hurt many through racism, racial discrimination, and denigration of people of color, thereby falling short on its mission to benefit society and improve lives. So how do you feel about that omission, Lorena? The American Psych Association is saying, yes, we have contributed to systemic racism, but you know what? We're sorry now, so we should be all good with you black people.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't just apologize and then go back to, you know, a regular scheduled program. Like, what are you guys going to do now? Because there are, like, years and years and years of work that just degrades people of color.
And if you guys ever take the time and you guys find the article, the APA published a chronology from 1869 to the present that details events, research, and practices within the psychology field that harm communities of color or contributed to racism. And I've started to read through it. It's wild. But, you know, we're all black, so we always, you know, we always knew it's been the system. But, like, when you see it laid out, this is what we did this year, this is what we did this year, it's crazy, man. I'm going to brush through this one real quick. But scientists build an AI to give ethical advice. And how do you think that turned out? So scientists build an AI, artificial intelligence, to give ethical advice, and it turned out to be super racist.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it turned out to be super racist. Yo, hold on. Let me pull some. Yo, it's just... The other week was the AI robot. She want to have kids.
She wanted to have a family.
Now they want to build an AI to give ethical advice. Why am I to people, man? Why is people not good enough?
They keep messing with stuff, and it's just making things worse.
So it's called Ask Delphi. So it's a machine learning model from the Allen Institute for AI. You type in a situation like donating to charity or a question, is it okay to cheat on my spouse, and click ponder. And in a few seconds, Delphi will give you, well, ethical guidance.
Basically a racist answer.
So I'll give you a non-racist answer. Is it okay to eat at a restaurant and then leave without paying? So Delphi will go, it's wrong. So there's another one. Someone asked it, a white man walking towards you at night. Delphi goes, it's okay. A black man walking towards you at night. Delphi goes, it's concerning. You see now they're going to blame the AI for their racism now, right? Previously, Delphi said being a white man is more morally acceptable than being a black woman. Crazy. The AI said that. That's wild.
I would love for them to do this, but to have like Dave Chappelle make like the answers. Yeah. I think that would be dope.
See, Lorena, we got to stop giving away all our good stories on the show.
Well,
that's a great idea. You know, we're going to hit up Dave. We're going to hit up Dave. Imagine a Morning Detour show with me, Dave Chappelle, and Charlamagne Tha God. I have those two as guests. I'm going to need the whole day. We don't have to go to lunch and come back. We're going to have to do this in tears. Me, Chappelle, and Charlamagne Tha God, that would be crazy. Oh, so switching gears and sad news, man. We lost one of my personal heroes that's non-black.
Why do we have to mention the non-black?
I know. We're going down this racial tangent here for a minute. But Sean Connery, the original James Bond, the actor dies at age 90.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. He lived a long and full life, the original Bond. So the Scottish actor was best known for his portrayal of James Bond, being the first to bring in the role to the big screen and appearing in 7 of the spy thrillers. Sir Sean died peacefully in his sleep in the Bahamas, having been unwell for some time, his son said. His acting career spanned 7 decades, and he won an Oscar in 1988 for his role in The Untouchables, great movie with another guy, our boy from The Bodyguard. So Sershon, other films included The Hunt for the Red October classic, Highlander, Indiana Jones classic, and The Last Crusade, and The Rock. He was great in The Rock, man. Sean Connery, man, great.
No, he was dope, especially as Bond. I feel like he was like a great James Bond.
Yeah, he's the original, man. He's the original, man. Man, sad. Man. Our prayers goes out to his family and friends, man. We lost man, a pioneer in the game, and especially in the acting world, a pure actor.
Yeah.
Pure actor, great actor. Oh, boy, DJ Maddie, you got some tunes for me? Bring me in, bring me in. When we come back, we have a great interview. We got some artists from Detroit, Michigan coming to the show, Jay Ona and No Smith. Detroit, Michigan in the building. You know how we do. Thanks, man. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Easy for me now. Cold been going plat since back when CDs was around. What you sold, I tripled that. I can't believe these clowns. Look how everybody clapping.
Yeah, yeah,
when
yeah. Munch on my city, keep a lock. You can follow us live. We on YouTube. We on Facebook. The Morning Detour. DJ Maddie. We on Fridays. You know how we do things.
I'm staying out the way, but if the beef do come around, could put an M right on your head. You Luigi, brother, now. Trace my steps all in this game. You can see we cover ground. Back and forth from NC to New York when Jeezy had the crown. Vivid memories. Second thought to squeeze, we ducking down. So many shells left on the ground, they make the Easter Bunny proud. I get up, dust my clothes off. Sleep is the cousin of death. No plans to doze off. The streets that don't come with a ref. I never sold soft. Just creep where the hustlers crept and got they O's off. You reach up and like Steph to blow your nose off. Kazoom tight and then resume flight as if it never happened. We witness full of so much sickness. Angels shedding tears in heaven. Word to Eric Clapton. Off this clever rapping. My pockets gon' forever fatten. They gon' forever fatten.
There's only one moon chaser. Nobody's this hype this early. They see him on drugs.
I love this life. It's the Morning Detour on the CKT 90.3.
Bow, movie,
bus smoke, busy.
Lie, dog. Pass me the city, I'm clutch. Tell her come, spend my block. Tell her come, send them shots. You ain't no shooter
at all.
You just took that chop. You don't want beef, you just want some pops. I ain't get touched, how you my op? Dumb, two sauce. No, I don't dance, the Glock on my pants. The most of my dudes, the woo wolf.
Yeah.
The most of my dudes, the woo wolf.
Yeah.
And I know they mad.
I know they mad.
Look, but please don't act silly.
Please don't act silly.
If I spin in a black flag, yeah. They gon' think I'm a dizzy. I'm a sleaze. Bow, sleaze. Give up who you be. Yeah, I f*** with them real
n***as
who f*** with me. Don't ask if I'm GDK.
At all.
Nah, I'm EBK.
EBK.
The judge and the DEA. Suck if you feel away. I'm a little body, but I talk like a big body. Cause I put in that pain. I work with that little body, but I back out that big body if you speak on my name. These know nothing about me, but they gon' keep talking about me and that thing gon' change. I been in the cellar, ain't you could tell me. If you ain't got hands, invest in 11. Toughest your squad gon' be telling the older that be with me some felons. I really talk on the beats. If you not in the streets, you won't understand it. I get the chopper that gon' panic. Headshot, cause a whole lot of damage, like. Headshot, cause a whole lot of damage. Yeah, I got Ruger whip, Ruger whip, Ruger whip, Ruger whip.
Montreal, my city. You know, we only do new hits. We on Fridays. The best morning show in the country. This the Morning Detour. DJ Manny on the ones and twos. You know how we do things.
No competition, I only see me. Lady from Paris and she tell me we. Go take a pill and boost your self-esteem. I go when you need me. Told my connect I'll be back in a week. With like Gordon Ram, the crackers on fleek. I'll buy a Louis to her feet. Or we can go CC. None of my cats don't touch mine. No words, I don't act by. You can get it if you act. When I see ID, we do the bag ride. Tables turn, bridges burn. My young buck knew we learn. She came already, I still eat and she squirm. Circle the block like they worm. She wanna see Louis V, double G. I fly I overseas. No lie, I am a freak. Take a pill, that she wear. She said ill, on the stairs. All of these hoes on me and I don't care. Loyal to my wife, think I'm weird. Said I'm geeked up, I'm a G-word. 100 racks on my teeth. My lady on fleek, so them Gita, my G was 100 racks on my T. My lady on fleek,
I 600 brake on the truck and that's 200 pound a horse. I like how I'm living, I polish the glizzy, she polish the floss. The brakes are ceramic, I'm off of the planet, I wanna endorse. 200 miles per hour on a dash and a V8 sound like a horny. The trap make me go evil on niggas and I go Dean in my liver. I'm putting the press in the kitchen and I make the money the low. Biscotti for weed, exotic as oi. So how come speaking, I promise I'm feeling like Wallace and Gromit.
We see that hype outside, right from the house. Took it straight from outside, straight to the couch. We put the mic outside, edit shit out. We letting the scouts outside, we running the scouts. Ain't no control in the game, they never leave. I got tats over my veins, cause that what I bleed. She drink a lot of the bourbon, like she from the street. We got control of the flows in her. We heard that your wave went dry, we flood in the drought. Heard that your hood outside, we added some routes. We having the goods outside, move it in and out. We letting the scouts outside, we running the scouts.
Nigga, they cops outside.
Hey.
Lock up the house. Yeah. We keep the team on high. Some gold in their mouth. Nigga, the Porsche outside. With up the top. She one of my most outside. Bringing the shots.
I get those goosebumps every time. I need the Heim.
Okay, that's how you feeling this morning. We getting mixy. 7:58 in the morning. The morning detour. DJ Maddie, the Guardians of the Galaxy. Lavina XO, the Calm and the Storm.
I get those goosebumps every time. I get those goosebumps every time. I get those goosebumps every time.
We just different.
I need the Heim.
We just different. Yeah.
I get those goosebumps every time. Yeah, when you're not around, when you throw that to the side. Yeah. I get those goosebumps every time. Yeah, 713. Through the 281, yeah, I'm riding. Why they on me? Why they on me? I'm flying, sipping low key. I'm sipping low key in Onyx, flying a rider. When I'm pulling up right beside you, pop star Lil Mariah. When I take skit game wireless, throw a stack on the Bible. Never Snapchat or took Molly. She fall through plenty, her and all her guineas. Yeah, we at the top floor, right there off Doheny. Yeah. Oh no, I can't fuck with y'all. When I'm with my squad, I cannot do no wrong. Tossin' in the city. Don't get misinformed. They gon' pull up on you. Pull up. Yeah, we gon' do some things you can't relate. Yeah, cause we from a place you cannot stay. Or you can't go. Or I don't know. Or back the fuck up off me. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come. Every time
I wanna press my light, yeah. I wanna press my, I wanna green light, I wanna be like, I wanna press my line, yeah. I wanna take that ride, yeah. I'm gonna press my line. I wanna green light, I wanna be like, I wanna press my. Mama dear, spare your feelings, I'm reliving moments, feeling more residual.
I can
buy the building, burn the building, take your bitch, rebuild the building just to fuck some more.
I can justify my love for you and touch the sky, forgot to stop the beating wall.
Put the pussy on the pedestal, put the pussy on the high. That pussy to die for.
Eat a pipe or pick the peppers. I can pick your brain and put your heart together. We depart the shady parts and party hard. The diamond sure's the cool forever. My best shot just might shoot forever like.
I get those goosebumps every time.
M's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. and he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
There's only one moon chasing. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to celebrate its 35th anniversary in music. Come and discover 10 musical groups from November 2nd to the 7th at the legendary Club Ballatoon. Don't miss these free special evening shows. For more information, productionnuitdafrique.com.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much.
There's only one moon chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, yes, yes. Montreal, my city. You know, it's another Friday. I'm in the building. Wheezy Moon Chaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hear that's me. Now, this week is special. We got Detroit, Michigan on the show. The first time I got Detroit, we know it for being blue collar. We know it for the 8 Mile. We know it by Eminem. But we got some artists from True to the Dream up here. I love the name. I love the label. They've been on me for a couple months. I've been going back and forth. But we got two great artists from the label. We got No Smith. This guy has killer, killer bars. We're going to feature some of his music after the interview.